Hello, my dear brothers and sisters. This is Sister Mary. I'm going to bring you a word from the Holy Spirit received Saturday, March the 3rd, 2018, at 1:50 a.m. And the message continued until 3:13 a.m. I had a vision of buildings crumbling, dust everywhere, earth splitting and shaking. I heard in my spirit, America will not go unpunished. Her portion of judgment is double for her sinful and very wicked ways. She has turned against me and does not seek to find me, leaving the ways of her forefathers behind her and replacing me with other gods and material things. Yea, the earth will shake violently before her, bringing down all idols and things man's hands have built. She has not remained steady in faith. She no longer represents my ways. Day after day, she continues to prosper in her wickedness. Her ways have grown very wicked. If my people who are called by my holy name would humble themselves before me and pray, I will hear their cry and turn away my anger. You are only protected by my mighty hand. Destruction soon comes across this wicked land. All who believe in me will be protected and carried in my hands. I am your only hope and salvation. When this fateful day of calamity come upon this land and nation, she will be utterly taken by surprise. Many are asleep and do not believe what will be before their eyes. They do not place their solemn trust in the one true saving King, but continue to be filthy and wicked and unrighteous before me, their holy King. Repent and turn back to me, O ye America, the land of the brave and the free. It is I alone that has blessed thee. It is I alone who can save thee from this day of utter destruction that soon comes upon all who continue to live unholy before me. I am a righteous and holy King. Do not seek the things of this earth. They will soon be of no use. They will crumble before me, the ground opening up and swallowing things made by man's hands. And the wicked of the earth do and will be caught up in their stuff. They will perish and be found lying dead without breath in the dust and rubble. Seek me, King Yeshua. Seek me now while I still may be found. I do not wish this harm, this death and destruction to come upon any, but my judgment stays before all who continue to reject me. My coming is near, and I stand at earth's door to restore all that has been taken from me by the enemy. Come back to me, one and all. This someday, very soon, will no longer be heard through my prophets. You who continue to live wicked and unholy before me will feel my wrath when it is poured upon thee. My children who have called upon me, who seek me, will not be found. No, not one will remain on earth with thee. They will not see this calamity, for it is stored up for the unrighteous and unholy ones. My wrath is upon all who reject me and continue till the day I arrive to live unjustly and unholy before me, the only saving King, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord and Savior of all who humbly call. Do you hear me, sinner? Yea, unrighteous and unholy before the King. Will you continue to live to please self, or will you finally come to your senses and make amends with me, your King? I am the only one who can save thee. All I ask is that you call out unto me before the great and fateful day. This day comes suddenly, and there will be no escaping, and certainly no more time of repentance. Many will be caught unaware and perish in their sin. After death comes my swift and eternal punishment, an eternity spent in hell. Hell does not end, and by no means is an old wise tale. Many are in hell as I speak. They perished in unrighteousness and much sin. They did not choose to let me in. I abide in the lives of all who truly repent. I, the only begotten Son, was not sent to the earth for you to continue to be lost and unable to obtain righteousness. I paid the sin debt. I was then and am now still the only acceptable sacrifice of my Father which is in heaven. I ask and call to thee, sinner. Call upon me this very day, for very soon there will be no more time, that in you I may find that I abide and I am alive in you. I have walked among you, O ye of earthly vessels, and while I find few doing my will, and I am well pleased, while walking with my Father, we have looked upon the darkness of souls in wicked men, full of idolatry and adultery, fornicators with men, their filth and stench of sin has reached our nostrils and heaven's gates. Do not wait, sinful men. You must call upon me while it is still day and I may enter in to stay. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I am your rescuer in the day of trouble. My judgment and day of reckoning are upon you. Reach out and take my hands. You must only say, "Save me, Lord, and forgive me of my unrepentant sin." I am faithful and just to forgive all, yes, every last sin. There is but one that I cannot take from thee, and that is when you continue living in sin and reject me. You must not be found rejecting me when I come. You need instead to be led of my Holy Spirit and seek me faithfully and daily. The time of judgment is upon the lands. Be ye warned of the dangers of not seeking me daily. All who continue to find no time for me will be left behind to endure my wrath. Your very life will be asked of thee. There will be bloodshed and the taking of your head to confess me. Do not continue to reject me, but be found worthy of my heavenly kingdom. I have made you worthy to stand before me. I paid the sin debt. I was the sacrificial lamb that was slain. I came to the earth that you would be saved. Saved from yourself. Saved from death. Saved from sin. For the wages, the debt of your sin must be paid. And the payment, sadly, is death. You may go on in your sin and wicked ways of men. And your death will be placed. And your death will place you in hell for all eternity because my Father made a way out for you, which is to accept me as your Lord and Savior. And with this acceptance of me, I can restore your soul. I will make you whole and worthy of eternity spent with me. For you were created in my image, and you were created above with so much love, above the angels, to come and live to love me. Satan is real. He wants nothing more than to destroy you. For you are created of me, and he cannot stand you. He loathes you, for I have given you breath. It is the breath of my nostrils. It is eternal life I have given thee, but you must do this one thing. Accept me as your risen king. You are as the prodigal son. You went away from me, from the safety of my arms. You have spent all your resources and find yourself once more wanting to only return home and be restored to your former glory. I am your Father with open arms. Come running to me now. I will gladly receive thee, filth and all. I will give thee clean garments. I will restore thee unto myself. You need not worry what others may say. Just only come to me, your Father who awaits to receive you, and I will keep you till that fateful day. And then, when the trumpet shall sound, all who have called upon my name shall be gathered in an instant and be taken with me to glory, where you will never more be thirsty or hungry, for I will meet your every need. Forevermore you will be with me. Such a simple thing. Accept me and be with me. Reject me and you will depart from me. The choice is given to all mankind. Call upon me now, today, this moment. Don't believe the lie of Satan. Once saved, always saved. Call upon me. I do not leave thee. Call upon me. It is by faith that you receive my gift of eternal life. It is by my grace that you may be saved and found worthy. You are not perfect nor good. Only my Father is good. When you call upon me, I will save thee. It is a hard battle for some. I know your struggles within. The enemy Satan has had you in bondage, in chains, and in sin for some time now, and this struggle will not be easy. But when you call upon me, your risen King, believe me, I will strengthen thee. Only believe that I have saved you, and I am helping you endure till the end. Abide in me, and I will live inside thee. I will be the voice inside that says, don't do these things of the enemy any longer. When you hear this, it is I on the inside. You are still mine. It is when you no longer hear me call, you are in much danger of being lost for all eternity. I love you all. Now answer my call once and for all. Accept me and do not reject me.